The sun never sets on the U.S. wheat store, as market development work creating demand for U.S. wheat takes place 24/7 across the globe. This is the task for U.S. Wheat Associates, using farmer checkoff funds in partnership with USDA to promote the quality and reliability of wheat from the United States. Recently, U.S. Wheat Associates Director of Communications, Julia Debes, spoke with South Dakota farmers, reporting export sales of U.S. wheat are running roughly 20% ahead of last year. She explains worldwide wheat stocks are strong and farm gate prices are soft. While this is a challenge for U.S. farmers, it creates opportunity to capture more sales.
Really looking for the opportunities where we can make sure to either lock in some sales or, you know, provide the information or the technical assistance that our customers need to keep buying U.S. wheat versus switching over to some of our other competitors in South America or Russia as their harvests have been coming online.
U.S. Wheat also provides information on trade policy to enhance market access for U.S. wheat. She says recently this strategy achieved a win in Indonesia.
An opportunity came this summer to lock in some sales commitments. So U.S. Wheat Associates was actually the signatory on a memorandum of understanding with Aptindo, which is the Indonesian Flour Milling Association, to go from being a swing buyer to having a sales commitment for the next 6 years.
Indonesia agreed to purchase 800,000 metric tons of U.S. wheat this marketing year, increasing that to 1 million metric tons annually for at least 5 years. Debes believes this achievement allows Indonesian millers to experience the quality and reliability of U.S. wheat, developing them into steady customers. Reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Checkoff, I'm Pam Geppert.